Okay, referring back to our public hearings this evening. Our first was an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, by amending the definitions of dwelling, dwelling single-family, dwelling multifamily, and family.
If you can defer it, if you want to think about it, or if you're prepared to make a motion, I mean, it'd be simple as, you know, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, by amending the definitions of dwelling, dwelling single-family, dwelling multifamily, and family.
Do we have an idea when this comes before council? Is it like in October when the
There's some time, I think.
When the other items on tonight's agenda come up?
I wouldn't mind listening to Mr. Truitt's.
And if you all, if you listen to Mr. Truitt and you want some legal advice on that, certainly be able to get that from me.
I'm not sure because we don't have the council. For some reason, the council ad is not in the file.
This may be one where they haven't scheduled it until planning and zoning has made a recommendation.
Well, if Mr. Ross wants a little more time, there's certainly no problem with that.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, I think Mr. Truitt's testimony bears listening for sure.
And at some point, if you want to, you know, because the record's closed, but if you have legal questions, you know, we could put it back under old business and, you know, you could ask questions.
Right.
So.
So we need a motion to defer or whatever.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, regarding our first public hearing, which is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 1, by amending the definitions of dwelling, dwelling single-family, dwelling multifamily, and family. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.